Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, first big weekend of Mardi Gras, and we're going to talk to Jefferson Parish later in the hour. Right now, though, we're talking to Colin Arnold, Director of Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness for New Orleans. I don't think I met you before, but welcome and thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Tommy. I've been on the show a couple times calling in during hurricane season last year, and I've always appreciated our talks.
But meeting you face-to-face.
Absolutely.
Tell me about, I guess, here's what I thought we could do. People that have been into Mardi Gras before, they kind of know it, but they need to be reminded of things. So let's presume somebody moved in from, I don't know, Minneapolis, all right? And this is their first Mardi Gras. Give them the rules. Tell them from start to finish what they can do, what they can't do.
Well, the first rule is you have to have a good time. I mean, I think that's pretty obvious. But you know, a lot of these, what we get the most complaints about are people trying to take space, and particularly for larger parades, Endymion in particular. You know, you'll tend to see people several days before the parade starting to build camps on the neutral grounds on Orleans Avenue and up and down Canal.
Now, by that, you don't mean drive pilings like a camp on the water, right?
No, more like a campsite.
Because it wouldn't surprise
right.
me. I swear to God, it wouldn't surprise me if somebody was out there driving pile.
Right. Spray painting grass, putting down tarps, which, you know, obviously our Parks and Parkways partners with the city. It gives them fits. We've seen furniture, fire pits, porta potties. And these are all things that you should not be setting up. You should enjoy the parade on the parade day and not limit other people's access to the parade. I think that's probably one of the biggest rules. And then we all know about, you know, barbecue pits are not a good idea on a parade route. Large tents, not a good idea. Again, you're blocking people's view is one thing. The other thing is you're creating a potential public safety issue because people can't, if people have to egress quickly, they're not able to do that with a bunch of stuff everywhere, tents and things like that.
So. Yeah, we were talking about that earlier, not meaning to go into wall here, but I was saying that with the ladders, having been there a bunch of times in my life living here, you can't get across. If a bunch of people would have to cross the street at one time or evacuate an area, they can't because the ladders form a barrier, the tents form a barrier. But, I mean, is that just the way it is?
Well, it doesn't have to be that way, but obviously people are excited. They want the kids to have a good front row seat, but, you know, that's also another issue, safety, you know. You got to watch your children when they're out there. You know, the St. Charles family atmosphere is amazing. You know, it's not like what you see in the French Quarter and what maybe sometimes gets portrayed more popularly nationally, but that family atmosphere, the generations of families that have enjoyed parades uptown, they want to be out there in front, you know. I think it's just really important to make sure that you're watching your kids, not letting them run in front of floats, between floats. The bead catching is very attractive to children. And then also keeping ladders 6 feet away from the curb is, you know, that is the rule. And it's something that, you know, people should really look at and adhere to.
So when it comes to the mid-city with Orleans Avenue, I guess it is, painting off the spots and so forth, do you just let them paint a neutral ground and then it's like this means nothing? Is that the best way to deal with that?
It's a tough situation, but I think the best thing that we can do is public awareness like this and saying, listen, everybody's going to be able to watch the parade. Don't make it necessarily your living room out there.
One of my pet peeves is people set up these tents and they rope it off with the yellow tape.
Right.
And have like three people standing under the tent, and you can't do that. It's not like a suite at the golf tournament or anything,
that's,
right?
That's correct. And, you know, all tents, they're not supposed to have walls. You can do the pop-up canopies. And, again, that's about allowing everybody to get visual access to the parade, and it's also about people being able to move if they need to, you know. And that's a big thing with Mardi Gras. It's a big reason why the police are successful is you have to give the public an outlet. You know, you can't bottle people in. And what happens with that congestion of people setting up living room setups on the neutral grounds is you're bottling people in as well.
You know, I'm talking about tents and ladders, but really the folding chair is the same thing. In a way, people set it up as a barricade and you can't get through. But, I mean, is that just the nature of the beast, nothing that can be done?
It is. I think that the rules are there. They can be enforced. It's always easier, though, if the public, you know, adheres to the messages that we try and put out like this. And, you know, one of the other really important things, too, is staying out of intersections. And that's just a no-brainer to me, because that is how response vehicles, emergency vehicles are going to get to you if you need help. It's also get you out of there if you need to get, you know, to a hospital, you know, medical assistance, that type of thing. So setting up in the intersections is forbidden. And I highly suggest that you adhere to that as well.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, I want to address some of the things that could cause people to have to cross the street or get out of a place really quickly in terms of security and those kind of things, because you are the Homeland Security guy, right?
I think I can help with that.
I would think you could. 8:20 more, we come back. If you have any questions, 260-1870 or comments, you can text them to 870-870 right now. Time for WWL Traffic. 8:24, Tommy Tucker, WWL, joined by Colin Arnold, the Director of Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness for New Orleans. And Colin, I know you're busy. It's nice to take the time to come into the studio. We were talking off the air about dogs, and people bring the pets to Mardi Gras parades. And I never did quite get that, because for you, you might think you're bringing a kid, and a lot of people look at their dogs as kids, and that the dog's going to enjoy some enjoyment from the parade. But they really aren't. All they see is a bunch of threats around them, a bunch of frightening noise and so forth.
And a bunch of weird smells, and I think
not to mention that,
that are just, I think it's probably terrifying for the average dog. So, and I mean, if you think about it, if they were to get away or get lost, there's a lot of dangers for them too. So be very careful if you're bringing pets on the parade route.
Along those lines, in a way, you know, Benny Grunch did this song a long time ago about Ain't No Place to Pee on Mardi Gras Day. And it's really not accurate anymore, because I think since then, the city has stepped up to put up a lot of public bathrooms that were not there before.
Right. The city puts out almost 700 along parade routes. They'll typically be out a few days before until the parade, and then after they'll remove them. But so for the uptown route, they're all installed. Endymion goes in usually a few days before along Canal in Orleans. But it brings us to something we're trying this year. We have a new website that we developed in the city called RouteWise. It's the website is routewise.nola.gov.
RouteWise.
.nola.gov.
I can spell route, yeah. Just so you know.
But we're actually doing our own parade tracker this year. We put GPS devices in the head and tail police units of each parade. So one thing that's nice about ours for locals, a lot of locals want to know when the end of the parade is. Mm-hmm. We're going to show them when the end of the parade is, which the other trackers don't do. And then you can pinpoint your location in relation to the nearest public porta-potties or restrooms, like I said, that we put out, the nearest first aid station, the nearest lost child collection point. And then also just yesterday we tested it and we put it up with all of the permitted food vendors along the parade route. So you'll know where you can get a corn dog or a chicken on a stick. Just by looking at our map. So we're excited about it. We want to develop it into an app, but you know, we're not Silicon Valley. We're kind of Poydras Valley.
Right.
And but we're working on it, and
don't let Michael Hecht hear you say that. No.
But
no.
But I think we've built this all in-house, so we're excited about it, and I really think it's going to be a great thing. So it's routewise.nola.gov. And the future of this, too, is we want to use it for all special events that involve, you know, traffic closures or street closures, such as road races, marathons, things like that. So
right, routewise.nola.gov.
Correct.
Go. And I'm looking at it right now. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. And you can find any kind of Mardi Gras parade tips at NOLA.gov/Mardi Gras. You can follow us on Twitter at NOLA Ready, and you'll get all of our parade updates that we do. If you want to just sign up for text message alerts of the same information, you can text Mardi Gras, one word, to 888-777. And so there's a couple options there to keep yourself informed. We're all we're trying to get into the technical technology age here.
I'm looking at the crew of restrooms right now. Well, you guys got a bunch of them, huh?
Oh, they're all over.
They kind of follow the bend of the river, which is kind of cool. Lends a new name to a meaning to the name Crescent City. Tell me about keeping people safe, and if you see anything, say anything, and just make sure everybody has a good time and nobody gets hurt.
Well, since we're talking about phones and you know, web optimized, mobile optimized websites and things, when you leave the house in the morning with your family, take a safety selfie, we call it. Take a picture of everybody. And that way, if you have a child that gets lost, you have a picture of actually what they're wearing that day. And
that is a tremendous idea. Say that again in case somebody
didn't. It's called a safety selfie. Take a picture of your kids, your family, in case people get lost. And if they do get lost, the most important thing is find the first public safety official that you can find, whether it be a policeman, paramedic, fireman, out on the route. And and we will get on the radio, and typically children are found very quickly.
And I guess you should tell – I'm sorry, I mean, interrupt you.
We
you
do
should
have some collection points along the route.
You should tell your child the same thing. If you get separated, go to the first – law enforcement, firemen you see, something
that's
like
exactly
that?
Correct.
Yeah, and police are what, every block almost?
They're in every block on both ends of the block through the block. Yeah, so, but that safety selfie concept is great, and that's something right away you can show a police officer, this is what my child's wearing, and it's what they're wearing that day. Obviously, don't cross between floats. We mentioned that. Throwbacks. Don't, you know, talking about somebody the first time coming to Mardi Gras, yeah. Don't throw beads back at a float.
You can get arrested for that,
you
right?
Can. Yeah. So another, you mentioned see something, say something, and, you know, we don't want that to become cliche. You hear it a lot. You'll see it on billboards. The FBI worked with us this year and got space with Lamar to put billboards up, indicating who you can call or websites you can visit if you do see something. But my main message is if you, and we all know when we get that sense that something is not right, tell somebody, tell a public official, a public safety official out on the route as soon as possible.
One other thing, and we're just about out of time here, but last year, you know, they had an unfortunate shooting at Union in St. Charles, I think it was. Two families got into a beef. You know, everybody wants to mind their business, but by the same token, if you see a couple of people getting into it, maybe don't get involved in that, but go get a police officer, let them know what's going on before it escalates.
I was out there that day, and it was a tragedy. It was unfortunate. It shouldn't have happened, and it was exactly that. It was some young people that got into an argument that escalated to, you know, a tragedy. And
so maybe if somebody had seen it start or begin and then gone and gotten a police officer, it could have
exactly
been
what I'm saying. If you just that thing, if there's kids fighting over here, you know, that might be able to stop this acceleration of what could happen.
I appreciate your time. I really do. I'm sure we'll talk to you on the phone because you're going to be busy between now and Mardi Gras. And
absolutely.
Thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Tom.
You bet. 8:31 News Now, WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.